You're on the Mike and Abe Show. My name is Abe, and Mike is here. Today is February 26th. Today is Friday. Mike, talk to me, Mike. What's going on?
Everything is going on. I'm just basking in the glow of the industry coming back financially after this mess from the last year with this whole Uber fiasco.
Yeah.
And first and foremost, let's jump topics. I just put this front and center. I just want to give our condolences to the people who got killed by the wacko Uber driver out in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Yeah, well, Uber isn't taking much responsibility for this. You know, they're saying that, you know, that he was okay on their books.
You know, let me tell you something. It comes to a point where what are the city officials doing? I mean, they keep saying Uber this, Uber that in these situations. Of course Uber's going to say it's not their responsibility. I don't know what the lawyers are going to say. And I don't know what the courts are going to say, but Uber just jumps back into, like, nothing to see, keep moving. And I noticed there was a, I don't want to get into, like, a whole conspiracy thing, but I kept seeing a lack of news about this event from the big media. So I don't know if you can delete other people's tweets for an event like this, but I saw very little big media coverage.
Well, it did make all the newspapers and all the network news.
Okay, because it was out of the news cycle pretty fast.
Well, there's not much to say. They arrested him, and I think today's post or yesterday's post was an article saying that the police can't figure out why he did it. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, so
that's really scary.
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, how much is there to say? If they forget any more information, they'll give it to us. Look, there's nobody that hasn't heard about this, okay?
Yeah.
All right, I mean...
Well, it just seems to me like, if God forbid it was something one of our guys, would be for a month on the news. But I guess, you know, it's just the way things are. I mean, these guys have their hooks into the media,
listen,
in my opinion.
Listen, the guy was an Uber driver, but fortunately for Uber, he didn't kill any of their passengers. Just because he's an Uber driver, you know... doesn't mean that Uber's responsible, okay? You know, if he killed one of their passengers, then that passenger's family would have a very big case against Uber, okay? But
I mean, they have a habit of never taking responsibility for any.
No. Well, they wouldn't take responsibility for tying their shoes. Okay, but I'm just trying to make a point here that just because he was driving for Uber doesn't make Uber responsible, okay? And it makes them responsible for hiring such a nut, okay, that they didn't vet him enough to figure out this guy's nuts, he shouldn't be driving. But what he did was outside of Uber's, you know, responsibility as far as, and, you know, I could be wrong. I mean, others could argue with me about this, all right? But... He didn't kill any Uber passengers. He didn't run over any people with his vehicle. He actually got out of the car and, as a private citizen, committed these crimes.
So they say. I'd be interested to see how far that goes.
Well, I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of lawsuits later, you know, by the victims' families, and I'm sure they're going to involve Uber in the lawsuits, but. The way I see it, the guy was a nut. They should have known he was a nut. He shouldn't have been driving for them, but he didn't commit the crimes against any of Uber's clients. Okay.
Thank God. You know, I'll tell you, as insane as that is, that's what's crazy. I mean, guy just goes back to work. I mean, he's running around killing people, and goes back to work. What a lunatic! They asked some of the neighbors about this guy. They said, "Oh, he's a nice guy." You know, I mean, you know, every now and then he would just, you know, go to the back door and fire off four or five shots, but that's about the only thing we ever saw that was a little out of the ordinary. So this guy apparently would get up, open the back door, fire off a few shots, and then close the back door and go back inside. So this is the normal guy who was a nice neighbor. So there's always somebody who has to see something coming with these weirdos. You know, that's what I think. And everybody's afraid to rat out a psycho because they don't want to get sued for that. So we got a lot of stuff going on here. But the fact of the matter is, Uber really doesn't take a good look in general at their drivers, unlike the yellow cabs. Uber's fast and loose. Uber is just like the spoiled brat of the political world, and I think they got a lot of politicians in their pockets, which they've, you know, contributed to, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting. So let's go to the wheelchair thing. What's with that article that we saw. As long as I'm disgusted, that's a perfect thing to be.
Well, Uber also doesn't want to take any responsibility for helping the handicapped people.
Yeah, and they have the nerve to say, "Oh well, if we get a handicapped call, we just forward it to the yellow and the green cars who have wheelchair accessible vehicles and whose owners." Have been destroyed because Uber's stealing all their work, in my opinion.
Well, we know the problem with that. The problem with that is that the drivers have flocked to Uber because they don't want to drive the wheelchair accessible vehicles. Okay,
so
you need what's needed here is for Uber to have wheelchair accessible vehicles so these drivers can make a choice of who they want to drive for wheelchair accessible vehicles. Okay, whether right. they be yellow or be Uber wheelchair accessible vehicles, they're going to have to drive one or the other. Okay, and considering that that they're going to make more money with the yellows, okay, with all of the perks that they're getting from the yellows, okay, I would look. I wouldn't hesitate driving a yellow accessible vehicle, me personally. Okay, you know the problem with the accessible vehicles is the choice that the owners have for what vehicles they can buy. Okay,
which isn't much these days. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the problem is this: there's 14 different choices for those who have accessible medallions. Okay, and only one choice for the majority of the fleet, which is, you know, unrestricted medallions, right?
Right.
They only have one choice, and that's the NV200, which is the Nissan, okay?
Yeah.
Which they convert,
yeah.
Okay, to being wheelchair accessible, and none of the converted parts are warranted by the manufacturer.
Really? Oh my God.
Okay. So you know, in my opinion, you know, the whether you be unrestricted or restricted, if you're mandated to buy a wheelchair accessible vehicle, then you should have a choice of every vehicle that's out there that's available for any medallion taxis. Because, you know, if you're an accessible medallion, you're an accessible medallion, but if you're an unrestricted medallion, once you buy a wheelchair accessible vehicle, you're now a wheelchair accessible medallion. So basically, the restricted accessibles are now unrestricted, and the unrestricted are now restricted.
That's correct, because I talked to one guy. He said, "Listen, I bought a medallion, individual medallion, specifically because I didn't want to deal with risking my health." Throwing out my back, helping a person in a wheelchair, because I'm not a young guy, and I didn't want to lift 100 pounds of weight, when someone gets in the cab. Because sometimes these people in the wheelchairs, you know, they weigh like 100 pounds or 150 pounds. Sometimes they weigh 300, 400 pounds.
Yeah.
All right? This is New York.
Yeah.
And you don't get a warning, you just get like a blind call, and you get a 400-pound person in a wheelchair. What the hell's going on?
Well, wheelchair people are more likely to be fatter than people that aren't in wheelchairs because they can't get up and walk.
Yeah, well, let's say overweight, because, I mean, we don't
have rigs. More overweight, okay?
This
is part of the lawsuit, the federal lawsuit that's going to be heard this spring or late this spring in the early summer, okay? I happen to have been given the dates that this is actually going to happen. There's going to be a jury trial, okay, in federal court. And, I don't know who the witnesses are going to be, but maybe they could use some volunteers, Mike.
I'll be a witness.
Well, you know, why don't you get in touch with the people that are bringing the lawsuit and volunteer yourself, or anybody out there who thinks that they should be a witness. This is a jury trial, okay? This is like the OJ case, you know.
Right.
I mean, this is going to be big publicity, and it's going to. This is like the be all and end all of all of this.
Well, I'll tell you, the one thing is, I've talked to a couple of the big lawyers out there, and they said you got to get out of the local yokel stuff. You got to get away from the local politicians. And every time, not every time, but most times you go in front of these crazy judges around here, some of them, you get like they reverse negotiate. It's like they know in their mind what they're going to do. Then they have this whole big dog and pony show about stuff, you know? So we'll see, brother. We'll see. Because all I know is I've lifted a few wheelchair people, and it's dead weight. I mean, you're talking like 200, 250 pounds. And one guy had the frame of a 150-pound person who I lifted into a cab. And he weighed about 200 pounds or, you know, because he had titanium rods stabilizing his spine. So there's a lot of other stuff going on there. And how much are we made getting paid to do this? I mean, you got cabbies making like minimum wage. And they want to throw everything on the cab drivers, and
there are financial incentives to do the wheelchair rides, okay? And we've gone over that before, okay? Just to make the pickups, all right? But that, I don't believe that covers if you're hailed in the street, okay? This is you know, if you're called by your nap or other means to do a wheelchair ride,
right.
Okay?
Right.
And you know, once half the fleet of yellow cabs is wheelchair accessible, and if they're out on the street, that these wheelchair people will go out and hail them, which is good, okay? But look, this is all something that needs to be played out, okay? And Uber needs, if they're going to be out there and they're going to be working in New York City, all FHVs should be wheelchair accessible.
Right.
Okay. You know, not just Uber. Not just Uber. Yeah. Uber might be gone before tomorrow. Okay. I mean, Lyft and all of them. You know, if you're in a FHV, you should at least be as percentage wise as the yellows. If 50% of the yellows are accessible, then 50% of the FHV should be accessible.
Yeah. Well, you know, this jumps back to the whole thing where why do we keep asking Uber about anything? I mean, we have to start pounding at the taxi commission and the elected officials, because Uber's just a bunch of guys who threw an app on a phone. Big deal. It's like it's a can of soda. It's like sugar water.
Okay.
It's no big deal.
Okay,
you know?
Well, I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that, because that brings up another thing. Okay, the Uber drivers who have been striking, I don't know if they're still striking, you know, or settling for the peanuts that Uber has given them. Okay,
right.
They're in the process of developing their own app.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what's interesting. Okay, they've been riding around with Uber protecting them from the TLC. Okay, but if they're going to do it on their own and act like a taxi, such as Uber is doing illegally, okay,
right,
in my opinion. In a lot of people's opinion, okay?
Yeah.
You know, are these Uber drivers who go out on their own with their app? I mean, I should put an app in my car and go out and act as a taxi.
Well, this is what I'm saying, because I, you know, all the apps, you know, I don't want to rag on anybody trying to get it going in the taxi business, but our apps, if you respond to an app call and the passenger doesn't find you, you can get hit with a refusal charge. I saw that in the rules the other day. Did you hear about that one?
No, tell me.
Yeah, I looked in. It's taxi drivers rule in the taxi commission website. It's nyc.gov/taxi. You go to driver rules 54-20, and there's all a bunch of stuff there about picking up and dropping off and accepting fares and blah blah blah.
Right.
If you respond to an app, then you let's say the guy comes out and you get the guy's bombed. Okay, like you know, so a lot of times these people now they use an app for the cab, because they know they're still drunk, that you're going to see them on the street, you're not going to pick them up. So they're using an app now to throw the drunks in the cabs. And then when you get there, you could possibly get hit with a refusal. Because I'm very pissed off at these bartenders, some of them. They get these people hammered in their bar, drunk as a skunk. Then they send out the cute waitress to hail a cab, and here comes the guy who's throwing up all over the place. On the street, you can see that and just drive away legally, all right? But if you're hailing to an app, you pull up, and then you're in the jackpot of accepting the call. So according to the TLC rules, that's illegal. But and the other thing with the app, the only time this app goes off, I had the app go off on it was driving rain in front of the Javits Center and I got a couple of at beeps on my system. But guess what? There's 20 people surrounding the cab who want to get in the cab. I mean, they're standing like right in front of me. So what the hell do I need an app for? You don't get paid in advance. There's no credit.
Do you have to accept the app? Do you have to accept the app call when it comes in?
No, you can just let it. You have like they say you have 15 seconds to accept the app. It starts beeping. It's like, well, that's nice. No thanks.
Well, under the like under those circumstances, you just don't accept.
You don't accept. It's not like the wheelchair where they can see if you're in the area, and if you're on duty and you don't have a fare, I think you have to accept in a wheelchair cab for a handicapped person.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but this app thing should be a goldmine for cabs, and I think there are external forces outside the commission. Those SOBs, first of all, they testified against a fare increase for cab drivers. They're not even passengers or cab drivers. They're just competitors. And then the other thing now with the apps, I think they're doing everything they can to pee in the pond to make it smooth for the cab drivers. They're probably giving the TLC all this wacky information how to do the app for cabs. And you don't know. You don't know. I don't want to get into a whole conspiracy thing, but, who says I'm paranoid? That's what I say. But the app right now is very sluggish. It goes off only when it's driving rain and people are like, around the cab on the street. So what the hell you need an app for?
Mike.
And they said another thing. It's like, they had another thing. We're going to have a contest for people taking the app. It's like, why don't you give a contest for the cab driver? Why don't you give some kind of point system for cab drivers who pick up app calls? And I've also heard that some sketchy people use that app too, because, again, they don't have to pay in advance. So it's a whole thing, bro. It is a whole thing, and it should be great, but it's not.
Okay, let me ask you this. You do a lot of JFK work, so you spend a lot of time in the boroughs. Brooklyn, Queens,
yes, sir.
Right? Are you getting any app calls from the boroughs?
No, actually, no. I've talked to some drivers who use the Uber T app, which is a taxi app that Uber has.
I know.
And they say they get calls from Uber T. So some people like using the Uber taxi app. There is Uber T, which is like a dirty little secret. It's like, oh, Uber bad, Uber bad. And I say, listen, if you get a call in the middle of nowhere from Uber, from someone who wants to take a yellow cab, now we're on to something. You know what I mean? I mean, that is not horrible.
Well, Uber should only be in yellow cabs.
Yeah, well, I also heard that they came around early in the game trying to get into yellow cabs, and they said, we want a 5% fee for the yellow cabs. And, of course, the so-called leaders who don't drive cabs in this business said, oh, how could you charge cab drivers 5% for a call? Oh, that's wrong. You should be blah, 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 blah. And so they just went away.
No, they didn't go away. They took the app and put it in other cars.
Right. They took the app and put it in gypsy cabs.
Right.
And a lot of these Uber guys are basically what they did. You talk about Vision Zero insanity. They took the gypsy cab drivers and basically gave them handheld phones to dispatch with. And in my opinion, I see a lot of those guys are now the Uber guys. The Uber guys are basically the gypsy cab drivers from the old days. A few of them are black car drivers, but most of them are the knuckleheads who were driving gypsies who stole from us historically for decades.
Well, now they had now they're presented with a much better tool to do it with.
Just for stealing.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
you're a, yeah.
Well,
what is your one gypsy cab driver horror story from when you were driving back in the day?
A gypsy cab horror story. Well,
like you ever have like a dust up with a gypsy cab driver?
No, actually, there were times where I would see people starting to get into a gypsy cab where I would alert them that they're not getting into a licensed vehicle. Okay.
Oh, you're just yelling out the window?
Yeah. I once had a gypsy cab. I don't remember what the circumstances were, but he reached out of his car and bent my side view mirror with his hands, okay? Because I said something to him that he didn't like, okay? It wasn't even a profanity, okay? I said something like, how does it feel to be such an idiot? I said to him, you know? And then he proved it to me by doing something very idiotic, okay?
Right. Yeah. You should have said, you see, you're going to tell me now that you're not an idiot? What do you just say?
I don't know. You know.
I, that's what I say to people. I go, excuse me, are you always this stupid?
I try not to get into any tussles with anybody when I was driving, okay? You know, of course, some of these things are unavoidable, okay? But there's a lot of maniacs out there. And look, there were many times. You know what I used to do in Main Street Flushing? I used to go there late at night where all the gypsy cabs were lined up at the taxi stand on Roosevelt Avenue, right? I would just go right to the front of the line with my yellow cab, okay?
Right.
And think to myself, say something, you know? Let's see you say something, right? And they never did. They never did, okay?
Right.
And because the people would come off the subway stop on Roosevelt and Main Street and, you know, and then they would look for a taxi to go to further points in Queens. Okay, this is late at night when they don't have a lot of bus options or the buses. They don't want to wait for the bus, okay? There are a lot of buses on Main Street Flushing, okay? To any of you cab drivers who don't know it, Main Street Flushing is a hot spot. Okay, Main Street and Roosevelt Avenue is a hot spot for fares. Okay, and Uber, no Uber, Gypsy, no Gypsy. You go there with a yellow cab, and the people watch you. Okay, yeah. 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. I've had fares to Staten Island from Main Street Flushing. Okay, run $60, $80.
Well, you were one of the pioneers of the Flushing hack stand. You even got the big taxi fleet to install a physical.
That's right. I did it through my writings on Mini Press. Okay.
Yeah.
And I was asked to be at the ceremony when they started that program. Okay. But I couldn't make it down there that day. Okay. With Lou. Lou was the councilman that enacted that. Right. And Mike Woolars was part of the, publicity, from the MTBOT. Right. And they did that for about 10 years and then they had to stop. They couldn't afford to, or they didn't want to pay the dispatcher. There was the dispatchers there on Main Street Flushing. Okay.
That's what made me crazy is I have all these people on Main Street and Flushing running a business, charging thousands of dollars for rent. And they can't come up with a few bucks to have an organized taxi stand booth there with a guy in a vest. How much does it cost to have a guy in a vest standing there for people for cabs? What would it be like?
The problem was getting enough yellow cabs to go out there to work. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And at one point they asked me what would be a good incentive. They wanted to give coupons for like Dunkin' Donuts or some of the businesses there, and I'm the one that suggested that they give shorty tickets for the airports. Do a fare for Main Street Flushing, get a shorty for the airport. It was all my idea, and they did that. Okay.
Now, how long did that last?
It lasted for several years.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, we want to thank you, and I want to thank you, as a driver, because that was great. And, it's kind of like the same thing with me, which broke my heart. I used to have, in Queens, 74th and Roosevelt, by the train station, and then, like these little points, there was Queens Boulevard and Austin Street, then 74th and Roosevelt, and then Flushing. There's like three or four great Queens hotspots, which were just vaporized because of all this nonsense.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show that the Yellow Cab has been here for 75 years, and we're constantly battling these knuckleheads.
I know.
Who only come into the TLC for like 4 or 5 years, and they're gone. They're out. They don't know anything. They're just political animals, and then they're gone.
Okay,
so
listen. Listen, what are the hot spots? Let's let people know what the hot spots are, okay? And there's one or two in Brooklyn, okay, that I know of.
Uh-huh.
And things have changed in Brooklyn, all right, since my days, all right? But what are the hot spots in Queens?
The hot spots in Queens, well, right now they're flooded with green cars. So it's almost gone. But the hot spots were 31st and Broadway in Astoria. Then there was Flushing, Main Street, and Roosevelt. Then there was Queens Boulevard and Austin Street over there. And then there was 74th Street and Roosevelt Avenue in Queens. And then you could have had like a hot spot at Queensboro Plaza, but there's always some sketchy, like crackheads and hookers and weirdos floating around there. So I don't know if you call that a hot spot. But there are about four or five hot spots. And then in Brooklyn, you had Bedford Avenue. And, like that whole little stretch of there. And Metro Tech Plaza, right around there.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a time, you're the first person to say this, There was a time where you didn't even have to go into Manhattan. You could just make a pretty good living.
My in the 1970s, I worked exclusively in Brooklyn. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. And the hot spot in Brooklyn, which is still a hot spot, is Flatbush and Nostrand.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Are you familiar with that intersection?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, it's right by Brooklyn College. It's right by Brooklyn College. And the IRT, or at least it used to be called the IRT. I don't know what train it is. It's the train that goes to Nostrand Avenue. Okay, last stop. All right. And from there, people take taxis to Rockaway, Bell Harbor over the Marine Parkway Bridge. Okay. And go to other points in Brooklyn. There were days in the 1970s when I would use that as my central location. I would line up with the other cabs at the hack stand on Flatbush and Nostrand, and wherever the fare took me, I would always head back to Flatbush and Nostrand. And many times I never got to Flatbush and Nostrand because I'd be hailed before I got even near there. Okay, but I knew that if all went wrong, by the time I got to Flatbush and Nostrand, I would get a fare there.
You could just work with the neighborhood
people. Right. And I believe that's still true. Okay, but the last I saw that intersection, maybe 2-3 years ago, it was all infested with gypsy cabs and such. All right? Okay,
because infested is a good word.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was infested. Right.
Yeah. Everybody, every other New Yorker has a problem with bed bugs, but we have the yellow cab drivers have a problem with Uber cars. Uber cars, in my opinion, are like the bed bugs of the transportation industry right now. They've proven that they are, in fact, in my opinion, the new bed bug of transportation, the Uber car. Thank you very much.
We have an infestation of Ubers.
Infestation, right.
Yeah.
So, is that a good news? I'm looking at these little things you sent me. You have this thing in your brain where you think I prepare for the show. Are you like romancing about being on the radio?
You don't have to prepare for the show, but you should have some things that we could talk about. When there's a lull in the thinking process, okay.
Now, am I on? Well, honestly, am I on time all the time? When I say I'm going to be somewhere, I'm there, right?
Most of the time, not all the time. Okay.
Okay.
There are many times you're not. Okay, I'm always on time. They call me Mr. Punctuality. They call me.
I'm sure they call you a couple other things too. But Mr. Punctuality.
All good. All good. Whatever they call me, it's all good.
Is that what the gypsy cab driver called you, Mr. Punctuality?
No, they don't call me anything except we wish you weren't here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, listen, I'm looking at the news. I almost forgot. Brain fart on my account. The Newark airport thing, where the district attorney for the city of Newark threw Uber and Lyft out of Newark airport.
Well,
hooray for him.
Well, it's about time somebody got it right.
Yeah, and then Uber again says, well, we're going to pay for the ticket. It's like, listen, he's going to start throwing Uber executives in jail. What do you mean you're going to tell people to go out and break the law? Who are these people? What kind of wackos they have running Uber? I mean, it's just I think they're on like medication or something. I want Uber executives to get drug tested. I want to find what Adderall or ecstasy or give them a drug test tomorrow to find out what's making them think this way, or if they're just arrogant and they think they own the world. Which they almost do, but not quite.
Well, the world is getting wise to Uber, okay? They've been getting wise to them, okay? And look, the yellow cabs are out there. They're working.
Right.
They're all picking up fares, okay?
Right.
They're not having any problem with business, the ones that are out there. How many are out there,
right.
Mike? Tell me, what percent of the fleet is not being used?
The fleet cars are getting out now, thank you very much, because I looked in the garage. Now, I got this weekly deal, a great weekly deal, from our advertiser on the cover, Checker. Woohoo! So I got a great weekly deal on, like, 8 o'clock on New Year's Eve was when I grabbed the car. And since then, some of the drivers are coming back, but it's you know, right time, right place. So I got a weekly deal. I got a guy helping me on the weekends with driving part-time. And I'll tell you, it's they're getting the drivers coming in there. I saw last time I had to do some stuff at the shop, and they had Cammy sitting in the waiting room in the bullpen, and a few of them recognized me from when I was sitting in the bullpen waiting for a cab, and they had like this sad face where I was like, "Look, dude, you had your chance to get one of these cars. I don't know what you were waiting for, so now they got to sit and shape up."
Well, tell them to go across the Pulaski Bridge over there on McGinnis Boulevard, and it appears that they still have cabs sitting there not being used. I don't understand why.
Well, they're getting their big days out. So that was a scary thing. They weren't getting their big days out. So now they are getting, like, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The night shift is going up. So that's good news.
If I go in there on a Tuesday night, what am I going to see?
Yeah. I'd say 60, maybe 65, 35, which is better than it was. It used to be just a complete wipeout, like 65 are out, 35 are sitting because it's an off-peak night. But earlier in this crisis, it was just like nobody was coming in. So they're getting their cars out on Sunday because they're giving good shift deals. Monday night it's tough, but I'd say out of the 14 potential shifts, maybe they're getting stuck with like two or three now, where before, like, they were getting stuck with like 50% were off the road. So it's a lot better, a lot better. And I think the bad publicity that our friends at Uber are getting, especially the Coupe de Grasse with the psycho in Michigan, the people are afraid of getting in Uber cars. I mean, across the world, I look at the internet, and all over the world, the people are afraid of Uber now. And you know, you can't blame us for that. So it's just, and now they got competition from Lyft and these other companies and Get. So we shall see how that works out, bro. The only thing I'd like to say to our app people, especially the Ways to Ride and Arrow, they have to do something more to get accounts for the cab drivers, not just willy-nilly that we can get off the street. We don't need a big maybe coming in on an app, okay? Because maybe the guy's drunk, maybe the guy has an axe sticking out of his forehead. We don't want to get an app call for that, but we have a few people getting cute with the taxi apps because it's a cash call and you don't get paid in advance. It's crazy.
Okay.
Over.
I spoke with somebody last week, John McDonough. I had him on the show. And he said and it was his opinion that the apps should be doing a lot more to incentivize people to use them. Okay?
Right.
You know, not the taxi drivers, but the customers. All right? He says when he goes to JFK, he doesn't understand why people even bother to wait there. And that was the way I used to operate. I never waited there. You know, the only time I ever waited there is if there was no wait. Okay? You know?
Like it was stripped. It's a cabbie phrase if it was stripped.
Right. I always would look at the lot, and if that lot was full, I couldn't get out of that airport fast enough. Okay? You know, I would cruise the streets of Queens Boulevard, Metropolitan Avenue, okay, on my way into Manhattan. And most of the time, I would pick up fares right away. So by the time I got to Manhattan, I didn't lose any money, okay? All right?
Yeah.
And he suggested that in Brooklyn, he will take the Belt Parkway till he gets to, I guess, Atlantic Avenue and somehow work his way to Bushwick Avenue. Okay? And he says, if you cruise Bushwick Avenue, there are people looking for cabs now, with all of the hipsters that have moved there from Williamsburg and Greenpoint. Okay?
Interesting.
Okay? Now, these people should be told about our apps. All right? They should be targeted as good app customers. If you're out there in Brooklyn late at night, okay, out there in that area, you know, and you could be getting app calls out there.
Right.
Why do they need to call Uber and find out they're on surge because there's only two Uber cars in the area? All right.
Right.
Okay. So
well, there's a lot of stuff going on here. I mean, they advertise right and left about the Arrow thing in the back of cans. And first of all, the Arrow logo is black and light blue. I don't know why they just don't have black and yellow, which are the team colors. They have black and light blue, They advertise every trip to a passenger sitting in the back seat on the TV monitor about Arrow, Arrow, Arrow. And it's a screensaver. So it's like first they're blasting at the passengers, then they have it dead in their face on the screen, Arrow, and they're not getting any business. So somebody's got to either figure it out or get fired.
I think there should be at least some advertising in the newspapers. Okay?
Right.
All right? You know, right. Daily News, New York Post, or even the small local newspapers. You know, the Queens Gazette, whatever there is, Queens Chronicle, the Brooklyn Eagle, you know, it's papers like that. Let people know about our app, okay?
Right.
You know, if they don't know about us, they're not going to use it, okay? And just having a sign on a taxi cab or a message on a TV screen in a taxi cab, you're already in the taxi. You don't need to know about the app, okay? Maybe you might want to use the app another time, but we need to get back the people that are using these other apps into the yellow cabs, okay? All right, Mike, let's move on to something else, all right? Let's see. New York City pushes riders to share taxis, but some are skeptical. This is one of the articles you told me that you want to talk about, the Wall Street Journal.
Yes. Well, see, here's the thing. I'm a little a bit of a romantic. I always felt the city of New York should have some specific owner-driver cabs on the road because we had fleet cabs, basically everything from the H up to including the letter H to the end of the alphabet was a fleet medallion cab.
Right.
And every other letter A through G George was an individually
owned
cab.
Right. That's
now,
right.
I could see what was that.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, I could see where the taxi commission, just logically, we should have some older drivers driving yellow cabs. Because right now, a lot of these guys, they rent the medallion, they drive for a fleet, the blah, blah, blah. Used to be back in the day, the guy owned this cab and he drove, and the service was a lot better with an older driver because he had skin in the game. I mean, it was his cab. And now they got rid of this owner driver rule, and I feel bad for some of these guys who have got sick, and they say, I want to leave it, this is my investment. It's like, listen, you know, it wasn't meant to be an outside ownership. The outside ownership were for the fleet medallions. The owner driver stuff was just that. It was owner driver medallions. But with all this Uber stuff and this crisis, the guys couldn't get rid of the medallions. So if a guy just wanted to get out, he couldn't sell his medallion, and they were in the jackpot. So I don't know. I mean, on the one hand, does that mean they're getting rid of any owner driver medallion? That everything is just going to be a fleet medallion?
I don't know how they're going to define it. Okay, but I guess an individual can buy a medallion and run it like a fleet cab and lease it out to people. Okay, rather than have to buy a corporation of two medallions, maybe they should split up some of these corporations also. Okay,
if that's
the case. All right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking. Owners, you know, of one medallion or one half of corporations that may want to just divest themselves of the corporation and be on their own and not have to deal with a partner.
Well, maybe we could find one of those persons and bring them on the show.
Yeah, I know one. Okay.
Well, I always wondered about that because, you know, you become a partner in a taxi corporation. All of a sudden, you're a Siamese twin. You're joined at the hip. So
yeah.
Whatever the other person does, it reflects on you.
That's right. So, you have to be responsible for each other's debts also.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay. But what does this have to do with NYC pushes riders to share taxis, but some are skeptical? That's the headline. Wall Street Journal, the date is of the article, I don't see it. Okay, but it's just recent, all right?
Yeah. Well, this is the other thing. I just caught in the Wall Street Journal article, it said, according to the Wall Street Journal, that the bandwagon folks were an offshoot from Creative Mobile Technologies, which I can't imagine why the guys with the fleets would want a bunch of more liability for a few pennies on the dollar. You know what I'm saying? Explain that.
The only thing I could figure from this is that if people are allowed to share taxis, then more people will take taxis. okay? Because instead of having a $52 fare from JFK, now it's only $26. And the only thing that bothers me about this is that the driver doesn't get any extra money.
Thank you, because I saw the bandwagon folks at JFK. Let me tell you something. The bandwagon folks had a couple of sketchy characters in the mix. I wonder about what their vetting process is. And I'll say I wonder about a couple of the dispatchers if they have records. I don't want to get into too much detail, but I wonder what the vetting process is for dispatchers and people working with passengers at the airport. It used to be you had to be a cab driver to be a dispatcher. I used to have some experience. But I don't think they do that anymore, and I think it's catching up with them.
Well, they probably don't, but what I'm saying is, look, if people want to share taxis, okay, and save themselves some money, it shouldn't be 50-50. It should be 60-60.
Right.
Okay? Each passenger pays 60% of the fare and let the driver have extra money. Okay, this way they're saving money, the passengers are saving money, and the driver makes more money. It's a win-win, okay? But it's not fair that it be 50-50 and the driver gets nothing, okay?
Right.
No incentive for the driver to do it, all right? Zero incentive. Maybe he might get a little bit of an extra tip, and that's it, all right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, what else is there to say about this? I'm all for ride sharing. I just want the driver to make some more money.
Well, apparently I talked to one guy. He said, and the other thing, they were going to the people at the cabs as soon as they're about to get into the cab, which got me upset. Because then a guy who going into the city by himself, all of a sudden he's got the door open, he's getting in. It's like, excuse me, sir, do you want to share a cab? As he's getting into my cab, he's like, no. She goes, well, blah, 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 and starts his sales pitch. He's like, listen, can't you do this to the guy at the end of the line instead of the guy at the front of the line?
So right.
I don't know, we'll figure that one out.
Well, I don't know. They're quite aggressive, these people, and they should be controlled better. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
This is a private business. New York City taxis are a private business that are regulated by the government. Okay? And are you going to go into a supermarket and ask people, look, you're buying some steak, but if we buy it together, if you two buy it together, we could get, share the cost of the biggest steak and maybe save a few pennies, you know? I mean, this is a private business. If somebody's getting into my taxi, stay away. Don't talk to my customer. Okay?
Exactly.
All right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, come to me. This is my business. Okay? And ask me if I would like to have somebody share the taxi. Okay? You know, they treat the taxi driver as if he's not there.
It's unbelievable. You're right. You're right.
I know.
And that's always been upsetting to me because, first of all, I think the bandwagon folks, they get $5 from the people. And it's like, listen, give me the $5. I'll put two people together.
Yeah.
You want to give me $5? I'll find another guy on the line and say, excuse me, we're going into 53rd Street. Anybody 53rd Street? Come on, let's go.
Look,
boom, over.
Look,
you know? Look,
you don't even need these people. The people are waiting online. You could get out and say, take two, 60% each, take two.
Yeah.
But, what do you need bandwagon for?
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
The other thing is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They used to have, let me stop. They used to have ride sharing at LaGuardia. This is going back 15 years ago, but everybody paid a little bit extra and the driver got more. What happened to that?
Great.
What happened to that?
Beautiful.
You know, they didn't need bandwagon for that.
Yeah. They have existing dispatchers at the airport. Why do you have to get new dispatchers wearing this, looks like a red smock, who aren't even like the regular dispatchers coming over? I don't know what the hell was going on. I don't know if they were like a soccer team or like a gang or what was going on. Just swarming on the passengers. It was horrible.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of crazy stuff. And I blame the so-called leaders who never drove cabs. That's been a problem with this business, Abe, all along, is that, we got a lot of people calling themselves leaders. They never drove cabs, So now the chickens have come home to roost, and we have to start getting people who actually drove cabs to get in the game.
Well, Mike, it's coming to a close now. Okay, we're We're at the 45-minute mark. That's our usual allotment. Okay? All right. So you got anything else you want to say to the people?
Well, I just want to say thank you for taking the yellow cabs. The people are coming back. I just like to remind everybody that the yellow cab flat rates going out of town are not Uber flat rates running out of town. All right? We're running a business.
Uber will charge you more to go from 38th and 3rd Avenue to 96th and Park than right. some yellow cabs will charge you to go to Westchester.
Right.
Okay.
Just let me give a shout out. Changing subjects. Two things. First of all, my condolences to the gang at 69 Bayard Street Restaurant in Chinatown. Apparently, the Little Chinese restaurant is closed. It was a icon of the cab driving community for many years. 69 Bayard, the joint with all the dollar bills stuck to the wall, and it's just it's like a societal tragedy, in my opinion. So, you remember that place, Abe?
I don't know if I've ever been there. You know, maybe I have. I just don't recall. Okay.
I had lunch in there with Dan Ackman last time I went there. But now I'm looking at the big quote.
Yeah.
So, the other thing was I have to say this: the passenger announcement from the TLC. They're basically on their hands and knees begging people for refusal calls. It's like they're advertising for refusal calls. They're advertising to the passengers that they can, you know, get a cab driver in trouble for refusal if he doesn't pick you up. And they say, including points in Nassau County, Westchester, and Newark Airport. And they fail to mention that according to Driver Rule 54-20, Section A8, on page 51, if you go to the TLC website, 54-20 driver's rule,
mm-hmm.
the driver can't refuse a fare to Nassau, Westchester, and Newark Airport if he's been driving for more than 8 hours that day, which is not mentioned in the public service misinformation ad in the back of all the cabs.
Okay.
So I'm very upset with that because it was gone when they made the mistake. Now it's back again.
Mike, by the time the TLC is done, you might not be able to drive more than 8 hours in a day. Okay, because they're working on rules to define what exactly is how many consecutive hours taxi drivers can work. Okay, and if you listen to yesterday's meeting, which is up on nyctaxinews.com, they closed with saying that towards the end of the meeting, the Mira Joshi says that they'll be working on those rules and it'll be coming up later this year. Okay, perhaps in the springtime or early summer. Okay. They don't want taxis to work more hours. They don't want taxi drivers to work fatigued. Okay?
Right.
And I don't blame them for that, and I appreciate that, but give us the money to compensate, please. All right?
Yeah. But what about a fare increase? Have they ever factored that in?
Well, I'm sure that when they get down and start talking, that's going to be part of the discussion. Okay? Okay, because they know the reason the taxi drivers are working such strenuous hours is money. They're not doing it because they love to drive. Okay?
Right.
You know, nobody wants to work tired. Okay? I never wanted to work when I was tired, and many times I did why I needed the money. Okay?
Yep.
End of story.
Well,
all right?
Yeah, and the other thing is with Uber and the surge. pricing. Uber has shown that people in New York City, especially in Manhattan, they don't care about paying two times or three times the rate. They just want a cab in front of them. So all this stuff about people wanting, oh, the yellow cab is too expensive. Goodbye. Get on the subway. Go away. Please leave us alone.
Because
there are people who want to pay.
Let us make a decent amount of money in 9 hours, and nobody will drive tired, and everyone will be happy. Okay.
And everyone will be happy.
Right.
And the other thing is with the group riding. I mean, if they had a logical group riding plan at the airport, cabbies could make that more money there. The passengers could pay less. But they've butchered that also. I mean, every time they get their hooks into something, it goes down the drain. They refuse to ask cab drivers for help.
Look,
they always have to
look Mike.
Never drove cabs.
Group riding doesn't always have to be at the airport. There are many locations where you could do group riding. Okay?
Right.
And you could also do you know, like Uber does, Uber Pool. Okay? And uh-huh. And let everybody, let people get in the taxi and pay a flat fee. Okay? If they're going in the same direction, just like we used to do. I remember Ed Koch standing out on the street during the transit strike saying the taxis are taking you anywhere. If you see an empty seat in the taxi, just get in and pay a flat fee of $5 or whatever, or $10, whatever. And let the cab driver make some money. People will not take subways if they could just share taxis. In Manhattan, okay,
right,
and maybe they could sell some more of those medallions, all right, that are sitting on the shelf, okay, that have never been sold, okay, and bring this business back into healthy shape, all right, okay. I got nothing else to say, Mike.
We can only hope.
All right.
Are you ready for the second hour?
Second hour will be the next time you're available to do it. All right. Hey, everyone, listen, thanks for listening to the Mike and Abe Show on NYCTaxiNews.com. Okay, 1010 Wins. If you'd like to hire us to do a show there, we'll talk to you. All right. Get rid of those Uber ads. All right.
Oh, man. You're okay. Well, I didn't know that. Do they have any Uber ads on 1010 Wins?
I don't know. You listen to them. I don't.
Yeah, I think it's like an Uber station with a few news stories thrown in between. You know?
Yeah. All right. So.
All right. So. We'll all right. See you so. Later. Thank you very much. And Abe, it's a great show. It was a lot of fun.
Okay. Bye bye.
See you later, New York. Bye.